Proclamation number 4967 of 14th of September, 1950. God speaks as Father to His children. Proof of love. They are words of eternal life which reach you through the Heavenly Father's love. They are words of grace and mercy, words of promise and warnings of eternal ruin. They are words of light, for they will lead you to realization. They will help you to perfection as soon as you pay attention to them and value them as the Father's greatest gift of grace to His children. Anyone who longs for His address will also hear His voice. Only he should also consider what he thinks after heartfelt prayer to Him as His voice. For the heart's inwardness, which longs for the Father, will always resonate with Him who loves His children exceedingly and longs for unity with them. Anyone who regards God as Father and gives Him His childlike love will also hear His voice in his heart, for the Father reveals Himself to him. He makes Himself known to him, for He is constantly present to him and His word is the surest sign of His presence. But you humans are still very far from God and therefore you do not hear His voice and do not believe those who have already established a heartfelt relationship with the Father and inform you of His love for the children of this earth. He can only express Himself to a few so that they recognize Him in the Word, yet His love and grace belongs to them. He draws them to Himself and never lets them fall again. The divine word is the pledge of His love. It is the evidence of His everlasting care for the human being's soul, which He wants to possess and which therefore has to shape itself according to His will in order to be able to dwell in His presence. Therefore He constantly instructs them. He constantly admonishes and teaches them and thus increases people's spiritual possessions which will one day benefit them in eternity, which guarantee the soul a life in the spiritual kingdom, a constant activity according to God's will. Words which God Himself imparts to people on earth will never remain ineffective as soon as the human being desires them himself, i.e., shapes himself in such a way that he is able to hear the Father's voice. Then they will also guarantee eternal life. For then they will not fade away at the human ear but echo in the heart and, as strength from God, also be life awakening. Everyone can hear the divine word, but this presupposes an intimate connection with God, namely a connection of the heart, for words alone do not attract God's love. And God knows about His children's love and also considers them according to this love. He comes so close to them that they can feel Him and then also hear His words as clear thoughts through which He makes Himself known to them. Love for God expects His word, and He also gives Himself to a believing earthly child to give it proof of His love. His word helps people to become blissfully happy, therefore His word should be the first and last desire of the person who has recognized Him through His grace. Then it will constantly resound in him and his strength will take effect in him. He will live forever. Amen.